Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Pacific Edge conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to the Pacific Edge CEO, David Darling. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, and welcome to everyone. Joining me here today is Kate Rankin, our CFO, and we'll provide you with a commentary to the presentation that you will all have downloaded from the NZX. And at the end, we will provide you with an opportunity to ask some questions. So the highlights for half year 16. We've identified a number of milestones that we are looking to achieve in the 2016 financial year, and we're making good progress on these. Particular highlights for the six-month period are the continuing growth in our commercial revenue from the sale of our CX Ladder products, particularly in the US, as we expand our sales team in this market. We're also progressing our evaluation of the market in Southeast Asia, and we now have a large user program underway. We've also launched our second product, CX Ladder Triage, in the US. So our half-year revenue. Our total revenue of $2.69 million for the 2016 half-year was up 68% on the previous first half. Product sales comprised $1.8 million of this amount and is up 238% on half-year 15. Sales in this half-year were almost equal to the full amount of product sales we achieved in the full 12 months of the 2015 financial year. The increase in product sales is reflected in the laboratory throughput, which was up 185% on the previous first half. This includes both our commercial sales and our user programs. The six-month laboratory throughput was affected by the regular seasonal summer downturn in the US. This occurs during July and August. But our process and progress has stepped up again in September, October and November, as we had predicted. We also have a number of urologists completing user programs who we are working with to convert into commercial customers, and this transition is reflected in the test throughput. Our half-year 16 investment. As you know, we're a young company and we are continuing to invest into our growth. Our main areas of investment are into our people, product development, market expansion, and protecting our intellectual capital. Building the customer base and implementing user programs to drive adoption have been key elements of our work in New Zealand and the US to date. In the six-month period, we've expanded our US sales team and also made several appointments to our commercial and product development teams in New Zealand with the goals of capturing more customers and providing new products for our customers. We continued to roll out our second product, CX Ladder Triage, in New Zealand and commenced the launch of this into the United States in the first half of the year. We have also been busy preparing our third product, CX Ladder Monitor, for launch in New Zealand at the end of this year. The US remains our primary opportunity, and we are building momentum in this market. We're also continuing to focus on New Zealand and Australia and are investigating the potential opportunity in Southeast Asia. All of these drive the growth of our urologist customer base, which is our number one priority, and leads to greater revenue. Our final area of investment is into the protection of our intellectual property, and we continue to apply for and receive patents in countries around the world. Investment into these four areas is reflected in the $6.42 million loss reported for the half year, which is up 35% from the $4.73 million loss in half year 15. So funding for growth. We successfully raised $35.3 million of capital in July this year, and now we are well-resourced to continue building our presence, delivering our products to our customers, and growing our revenue in our targeted markets. As at the 30th of September 2015, we had $32.72 million in cash and cash equivalents. So let's now look at our progress against the objectives we set ourselves for the 2016 financial year. Firstly, the US healthcare market. With more than 10,000 urologists and millions of potential clinical opportunities for the use of our CX Bladder tests, the US remains our primary opportunity. We only began trading in this market in July of 2013 and are still in the early stages of executing our US strategy. We expanded our sales presence in the first half year with the recruitment of four of the planned six additional salespeople. This saw our sales team grow to 16 people targeting 19 sales regions, which we have identified as covering approximately 60% of our potential market in the US. We're lucky to have very experienced management staff and personnel leading our team in the US, headed by Jackie Walker and supported by a subsidiary board of directors, including an experienced US-based director. Our user programs. User programs have been shown to be a key component in encouraging urologists to adopt our technology by allowing them to trial our tests in their own clinical setting. We expect the number of user programs to continue to increase in the second half as the expanded sales team reach more target urologists. Our biggest user program to date, as you all know, is a 2,000-patient trial with Kaiser Permanente in Southern California. Kaiser Permanente is a very large customer. We're working extremely hard with Kaiser, and they have approximately 9.5 million lives under coverage. We commenced recruitment of patients in late June, and while initial recruitment was slower than anticipated, we expect that the recent introduction of a new electronic recruiting platform to speed up the number of patients being recruited. On completion of this user program, we'll be working to transition Kaiser Permanente into a large-scale commercial customer, and we expect this to be a key outcome next year. Our transformational customers. We're also continuing to progress our discussions with the Veterans Administration, the VA, and the Centre for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the CMS. To gain access to market our products to the VA's clinicians, we need to be registered on the Federal Supply Schedule, the FSS. We have submitted our dossier, and we're now in the last stages of our review by the VA. So we expect this to be relatively soon. We're also working to finalise the process with the CMS, which will allow us to claim reimbursement for Cxbladder tests used by the elderly people who are covered under Medicare. It is important to recognise that both the VA and the CMS are federal programs, and as such, they work to their own timetable. The Federal Supply Schedule registration with the VA is highly prescribed. However, it does take some significant time to complete. The CMS is an iterative process and will eventually run its course. Southeast Asia. We've previously spoken of the exciting potential opportunity in Southeast Asia, where there are two distinct markets that we're looking at. Firstly, patients requiring testing and management for bladder cancer, as in our other markets. And secondly, and more unique to Southeast Asia, the rapidly growing number of medical tourists who come to the region for regular wellness and medical checkups. We've initiated our first user program in Southeast Asia with a leading hospital in Singapore and are in discussions with a number of other Singaporean healthcare providers to allow them to evaluate Cxbladder products in their own clinical settings. This year, it's been estimated that the number of medical tourists in Singapore will exceed 1.3 million, up from 900,000 estimated for last year, for a population base of 4.5 million, which is equivalent to New Zealand. It is a real advantage for us to be able to capture and service customers in Singapore from our base in Dunedin. Our Dunedin laboratory has all of the necessary regulatory approvals, and this means that we're able to treat and manage Singaporean customers in the same way as our New Zealand customers. So for product development in the company, another core component of our program, our goal remains to create a one-stop shop of Cxbladder products to serve the different clinical needs of these urologists. Currently, we have two products in the market, with a third due to be launched this year and a fourth Cxbladder product for launch later in 2016. Launching Cxbladder into the US was a great outcome. We commenced the launch program of our second product, Cxbladder Triage, into the US with a number of leading urologists who are now working with Cxbladder Triage in their clinical settings. This is the start of the launch program, and the launch program rolls through two phases. This initial launch program to gain an understanding of the product and the interaction with all the moving parts in the United States, and secondly, the rollout to a larger number of key opinion leader urologists. That coincides with our clear approval, and we expect this to occur in January, so only a month away now. Cxbladder Monitor, our third product, is being ready for launch in New Zealand in late December.
As with our other product launches, we will follow this up with a launch into the US in 2016. For a very small company in molecular diagnostics to have more than one product in the market is outstanding, and we will be in a class of our own when we have four products in the market. They're all proprietary products and they're all high-performance products. Engaging with the people that matter. We're proud to be the leading sponsor of an online patient community, bladdercancer.me, which has been developed by Mellon Health, and it is expected to launch by the end of December 2015. This community site provides relevant online resources for bladder cancer patients and their families, including peer support, access to appropriate healthcare providers, and symptom tracking. We are promoting and supporting this patient community as there is a large unmet need for support and resources for patients and their families affected by bladder cancer. This site will also enable patients to learn about new tests and technologies and hear firsthand from people and urologists who are using them. So our priorities for the second half of 2016. We have several priorities to be completed in the second half of 2016. We will continue to expand our sales presence in the US and are looking to recruit a further two sales executives as planned. Ramping up and completing recruitment for the Kaiser Permanente user program is also a high priority, as is finalizing our access to the federal supply schedule to enable us to market and distribute our tests to the VA facilities, physicians, and veterans. Completion of our work with the Centre of Medicare and Medicaid Services is key to accessing the large volume of patients who are 65 years and older who receive care under Medicaid. This is a large market segment for us, and we've been working diligently to meet the needs of the CMS and look forward to getting this completed as soon as possible. It's an iterative process. We're continuing our investigations into the Southeast Asian markets and also looking to build traction in our other existing markets, particularly in Australia, where we hope to soon announce a new commercial partnership to market and sell our tests. Finalising the launch of Cxbladder Triage into the US and commencing the launch program for Cxbladder Monitor are also an important focus for the second half. So our strategy for growth. Our cancer diagnostic products challenge traditional physician behaviour and offer a new, more effective and less invasive way to evaluate patients who have blood in their urine, hematuria, and also test for bladder cancer. Our strategy is to deliver high growth over the medium term by creating more products and building scale in an increasing number of targeted markets that we can service with our existing laboratory infrastructure. The analysis of a 10 milliliter tube of urine is but a jet ride away from our lab. This means bringing a suite of Cxbladder products to the market and growing and protecting our IP base in all of our cancer detection and management technologies. It also means growing our revenue by increasing the number of customers and getting them through the long adoption cycle so that they use our tests on a broad spectrum of patients on a regular and repeatable basis. It means building our customer base in our existing markets of the US, New Zealand and Australia, as well as looking for targeted new market opportunities for our products such as Southeast Asia, where we can leverage our franchise model. This model ensures that customers receive the same service, tests and clinical experience no matter which market they're in. We're being innovative in how we deliver our products to the market. The successful completion and launch of two products and our direct-to-patient e-commerce channel in New Zealand are examples of this. Finally, we will look to expand our customer base to include not just urologists but also general practitioners who refer patients with hematuria to urologists. And where possible, direct to patients as we are now able to do in New Zealand. It is more challenging to market direct to patients and general physicians in the US. However, we will be working to see how we can make this work in this large and sophisticated market. So we're delivering on our strategy. We have the experience, the expertise and the knowledge to successfully execute our strategy and are confident we have the right strategy in place to achieve commercial success. Our revenue is growing, and we expect to see that increase significantly as we complete and bring on board the large US customers that we are working with. So I'd like to thank you for your time today to listen to our presentation of Pacific Edge's half-year results. And, Operator, I'll now pass back to you to manage any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star one. And in the interest of time, please pose one question. Your first question comes to the line of Simon Hartley from Otago Daily Times. Please go ahead.
Hello, David, Kate, both. Congratulations on the result. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Just quickly, I'm getting this feeling about the user pro games. Is there a saturation point with these where 4, 6, 9 user programs are undertaken successfully and then the other 10,000 urologists look at the results from those user programs, or are you going to be spending the next 10 years going through user programs?
That's a very good question. No, you're dead right. Particularly large organizations, Simon, like Kaiser Permanente, they publish those results, and they're widely regarded in the United States as being the leading acolyte for this sort of work. So when Kaiser engage with a product, they've already recognized by the industry as having done their homework. They don't waste their time. So for us in the first instance to capture Kaiser was a huge outcome. Mm-hmm. Secondly, when they complete that process, they'll publish, and that'll take a lot of strain off some of the larger integrated healthcare providers, such as the Geisinger and the Intermountain and some of those other players. They take their lead from Kaiser. So, yes, the answer is that we would expect it to diminish over time, but as we broaden our initial reach, we're very happy to take these user programs to these urologists.
Very good, Lou. Now, you've mentioned, obviously, CX Triage, Detect and Monitor. Is there a label for the fourth product that you're going to launch in 2016?
Sure. It's called Predict. CXBladder Predict, and what it does is it enables us to non-invasively, upfront, segregate a patient's tumours from the low-risk or low-grade tumours to the late-stage high-grade tumours. So something that's very important to the urologist, because nobody dies of low-grade tumours, and the high-grade late-stage tumours are the ones that they really want to understand. So to be able to do that and do it with a non-invasive urine sample has particular relevance to both the urologist and to the customer, to the patient themselves.
So from a lay point of view, that's identifying whether a tumour is low risk or high risk.
Yes, you could put it in that simplistic term.
I do have to be simplistic.
Yeah. That's okay, Simon. Yeah, sure.
Hey, now the 32.7 cash that you have left, have you estimated how long that can happily pile along for?
Sure. I mean, obviously that amount of money is planned to get us through to being in a cash flow positive position. And the rate at which we burn that cash will be offset, of course, by the rate at which we generate revenue in the market. So, we believe that's going to be more than adequate to get us to where we need to be.
Your next question comes to the line of Chelsea Leadbetter from Forsyth Barr. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Just kind of focusing back on that US market and the product sales in that market, I wonder if you can talk a bit about the mix of where that revenue and kind of which payers that revenue is coming from.
Sure. Thanks, Chelsea. Good question. The revenue that we receive comes from private payers. Occasionally, it's a very small number of out-of-pocket payers, but all private payers, so Aetna, Blue Star, Blue Shield, are all Blue Cross Blue Shield, are all the type of payers that pay into that system.
So they were pretty much all represented in that revenue number?
Correct. So as you can appreciate, these payers pay out on these tests and they really travel through their system until such point as you get a large volume, and then they call you in to discuss a contract negotiation.
Okay, and have you reached any of those points yet?
No, it's quite a high trigger point for those. It's usually, millions of dollars worth of transactions. So a wee ways to go yet, but getting there.
Your next question comes to the line of Kevin Bennett from Harbour Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Just wanted, David, if we could just focus on that laboratory throughput graph on page 2.
Sure.
You mentioned how effectively seasonality's been impacted just compared to the previous period, but things have picked up in September, October, November. Can you give us just some sort of feel what sort of growth rates those months are seeing at the moment? Are we talking 50% up on the PCP? 100%, or just so we can sort of get a feel for the seasonality?
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. We're not in a position to give out any numbers associated with those months. We'll pick that up at the next half year result. But you know, it's jumped up to where we'd expect it to be trafficking along. What you see in the United States generally is that the first operating quarter in the year in the United States, where patients are entering into a new deductible cycle, is usually a slower quarter. So that's where patients have to pay out of their own pocket to pay for their medical insurance. And then the second quarter usually moves away quite quickly. Third quarter has the seasonality impact. And then the fourth quarter, the urologists and the patients are all trying to jam as much technology, medical evaluation and payment through the system as they possibly can before they enter another year of deductible calculations. So that's sort of gives you some idea of the seasonality associated with that, Kevin. But we're very pleased with the way the market's continuing to pick up and continuing to grow. But no numbers at this point.
Your next question comes to the line of Greg Main from First NZ Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Just a couple of questions. Just can you say how many people are actually joined up for the Kaiser trial as at today, out of that 2,000?
No, we can't give any numbers. That's a confidential process that we've entered into with Kaiser Permanente. But the pace is picking up quite steadily now, so we're pretty pleased with it. The original estimate, Greg, that was a Kaiser Permanente estimate, was a recruitment window of 6 months for 2,000 patients. However, they got off to a really slow start, and they're a very big organisation. They do a very, very nice job of all of these sorts of processes. They're very, very proficient, very professional, but just sometimes quite slow when we compare them to ourselves and our desire to get things ranking along at the highest speed.
Right.
So,
and
we can't give you any numbers on that. But
okay. And then the outcome of the trials, like how long does it take for Kaiser to, say, publish a paper that is available to the other urologists or other organisations can access? Or is it, I mean, how does that process actually happen in practice?
Okay, Kaiser won't be looking, I mean, Kaiser don't need the publication internally to make their decision. They will be picking up information from the test at the conclusion of the analysis, which will be relatively quick following the completion of the recruitment, whatever month that occurs in, and that's entirely dependent on the rate of recruitment and the number of patients coming across the line. And then they'll make their decision, and then publication generally, depending on where you publish the paper, it can take about a month to write it up and about a month to get it through the peer review process. So it can be two and a half months from the time you conclude the paper. So quite quick. The new journal types that are out there now are all digital online, and so they're very, very quick through the window. The older journals, such as the Journal of Urology, which is paper-based, they do have an electronic component to it, are still quite a lot longer. They can be 3 months to 3.5 months long.
Your next question comes to the line of Jason Familton from Accident Compensation Corporation. Please go ahead.
Morning, David. I'm just wondering what's going on in New Zealand. Just the product sale revenue is stepped down in the second half, and now it's stepped down again in the first half of this year. Just, I guess, why aren't you selling more in New Zealand?
Well, New Zealand's a really small market, Jason. It's there's 40 urologists in there, and so often if you take a product off a user program, those numbers that you're looking at there are user throughput. So, and we commented that the user numbers go down. We're very pleased with the sales that we're getting from New Zealand. We have got some exciting things happening in New Zealand. New Zealand's very progressive in the process, but it's an extremely small market. We've got some great things going on. We've announced we're working with the National Health Council to get Cxbladder into the standard of care, and we're well through that process. It's quite a long-winded process, but getting Cxbladder into the standard of care has huge implications for New Zealand as a whole, because it'll be in the healthcare system and readily accessible by all people electronically and in their formulary. So that's a great thing for us. And secondly, it'll carry well into the Commonwealth countries such as Canada, United Australia and into the UK.
Your next question comes to the line of Chelsea Leadbetter from Forsyth Barr. Please go ahead.
Thanks, guys. Just hoping to ask one more question. If I just look at the lab throughput growth rate of sort of 17% on that second half of 2015, are you able to talk a bit of detail as to why the revenue growth is a lot stronger? Is that sort of price? Is it people transitioning from user programs to paying customers, or is it sort of a combination?
Yeah, that's it, Chelsea. It shifts around a bit depending on whether the salespeople are putting more emphasis on putting user programs in place and capturing urologists as opposed to following up and rolling over repeat sales. Repeat sales don't just happen by deed of, oh, hey, we've bought one last week, we'll buy another one next week. You have to continuously put your salespeople in the presence of the urologist and make sure that transaction happens. And so the salespeople must interact and engage with the urologist. So that's the trade-off. And so the trade-off for us, of course, is to put even more salespeople on the ground. But what we're finding is that those follow-up sales occur quite quickly, the second time around and the third time around, and you eventually migrate to running your follow-up sales process with a customer engagement person that is based in your office, and they phone following the salesperson's visit, and you get a quicker follow-up in the sales cycle. So, yes, to answer your question, user programs or repeat sales, and the mix of those impacts on both the throughput through the laboratory and the total revenue that you get out of that program.
It appears as though that we have no further questions. I'd now like to hand back for any additional closing remarks.
No further closing remarks. Thank you all very much for your participation, and look forward to talking to you sometime soon. Thank you.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you all for your participation. You may all disconnect.